RV, emisora virtual de la UNAD para la audiencia global en línea.
This is Inviloner, the academic radio show in English by UNAD, Instituto Virtual de Lenguas. Music, literature, culture, language learning, and more. Stay tuned.
Para aprender una lengua extranjera debemos desarrollar cuatro habilidades comunicativas: hablar, leer, escribir y escuchar. ¿Cuál de ellas será la más difícil?
No sé. Mejor escuchemos algunas de las inquietudes y opiniones que manifestaron nuestros queridos oyentes durante nuestra encuesta.
¿Qué considera usted es lo más fácil y o lo más difícil del aprendizaje del idioma inglés?
Bueno, lo más fácil es que se encuentran muchos recursos multimedia para el desarrollo del aprendizaje del idioma pues extranjero. Entonces puedes escuchar, ver, interactuar de manera muy didáctica para el aprendizaje. Lo más difícil es el intercambio de opiniones, es decir, el poder hablar el idioma, ¿cierto? Entonces, nos hemos acostumbrado, digamos, pienso que es algo histórico, en traducir el texto, entonces no pensamos en inglés, lo que dificulta pues desarrollar la competencia comunicativa.
Hablar en inglés es sin duda un reto para muchos, por varios factores, ¿sabes? Miedo al error, pronunciación, entre otros.
Sí, en esta sección del programa daremos respuesta a todas las inquietudes de nuestros queridos oyentes en torno a este tema, con consejos por parte de los expertos.
Desde el SEAD Pitalito en Huila, el profesor César García entrevistó a un experto en este tema.
Me parece muy interesante. Adelante, profesor César.
Un saludo cordial para todos los oyentes que nos escuchan. Soy César Augusto García, docente de Envil en Pitalito, Huila. En esta oportunidad tenemos a un invitado muy especial. Su nombre, Edgar Mauricio Torres Cáceres, licenciado en Lenguas Modernas de la Pontificia Universidad Javeriana, quien nos dará unos tips para fortalecer la habilidad del habla en inglés. Edgar Mauricio, muy buenos días.
Buenos días, César, muchas gracias por invitarme. Espero ayudarte en lo que sea prudente.
Sí, claro. En esta emisión nosotros estamos, o queremos saber más bien de tu experiencia, en los idiomas. Cabe resaltar que Edgar Mauricio es una persona con amplia trayectoria en la interpretación, traducción simultánea de distintos eventos y de distintas editoriales, y nos acompaña precisamente para darnos algunos tips, algunos secretos y mejorar nuestra habilidad en inglés. Indudablemente, Edgar, que muchas personas tienen mucho miedo al hablar, ¿no? Prefieren más bien leer o ver el escrito antes que hablar. En ese sentido, ¿tú qué nos puedes o qué les puedes recomendar a los oyentes?
Por supuesto, ahora que lo mencionas, ese es un punto sumamente importante, porque quizás uno de los secretos más importantes o de los secretos más contundentes, pues por así decirlo, para poder desarrollar la producción oral en inglés es perder el miedo. Ese es quizá el primer paso, el más importante. El miedo al ridículo debe quedar atrás por completo. De lo contrario, la persona va a sentirse siempre intimidada y se va a atrofiar, porque sé de casos en los que se atrofia la habilidad para producir. Entonces, en ese caso, es sumamente importante que la persona pierda el miedo a hacer el ridículo, porque nunca se hace el ridículo cuando se aprende o cuando se intenta o cuando se ensaya. Jamás se hace el ridículo. Siempre hay que tener fe y confianza.
Claro, es un muy buen tip, y yo creo que ese es el miedo que todos tenemos, ¿no? A la hora de producir nuestras oraciones en inglés. Edgar, pasemos a otro lado, y quisiera preguntarte cómo ha sido tu experiencia o cómo fue tu experiencia preliminar a la hora de hacer ese ejercicio oral, ya sea con compañeros, con profesores, pues para que nuestros oyentes puedan tener algún tipo de ejemplo, ¿cierto?, o de guía, y empezar a producir sus oraciones.
Bueno, realmente yo debo admitir que mis ejercicios en materia oral comenzaron desde muy temprana edad. Sin embargo, esto no significa que las personas cuyas edades ya superen la adolescencia o la preadolescencia tengan que preocuparse o rendirse o no intentarlo. Todo el mundo puede intentarlo a cualquier edad, y todo el mundo puede conseguirlo y lograrlo a cualquier edad. Lo más importante es intentar y equivocarse. es de suma importancia, siempre y cuando se tenga en cuenta dónde está la equivocación. Un paso muy importante que debe tenerse en cuenta, o por lo menos una sugerencia muy útil, es el grabarse a uno mismo mientras se está hablando. De esa manera uno puede volver a escuchar lo que sea que haya producido y evaluarse a sí mismo. Incluso el secreto consiste solamente en ser consciente de si uno puede entender lo que está escuchando. Una vez uno haya grabado un mensaje, por supuesto, si uno es capaz de entender lo que la grabación de uno mismo está diciendo, entonces va por buen camino. Si no es capaz de entenderlo o si no es claro, entonces en ese caso hay que revisar qué es lo que salió mal. Y eso es lo interesante con los idiomas, es posible revisar qué es lo que no funciona y arreglarlo. Solo cuestión de observación, análisis y estudio, no es más.
Perfecto, entonces en esta oportunidad podemos nosotros ir resumiendo los tips, ¿no? El primero, perder el miedo. El segundo, comenzar a grabarse a sí mismo y corregir los errores. Otro tip, finalmente, que nos pudieras compartir como para ir cerrando este capítulo, por favor.
Claro, adicionalmente un siguiente tip sería el de educar el oído. Un idioma no es solamente una recopilación de palabras en un código diferente. Un idioma también es una cultura. También es importante saber comunicar lo que se quiere decir de una manera apropiada y de una manera vigente también. Actividades como escuchar series, como escuchar películas, naturalmente ver películas, pero escuchándolas, poniendo principal enfoque en escucharlas. Cantar canciones, escucharse uno mismo, todo este tipo de actividades ayudan a entender cómo funciona exactamente el idioma, de qué manera usarlo de la forma más natural. Esto es algo sumamente importante, puesto que no existe una formación formal, valga la redundancia, para el desarrollo de la producción oral. No existe una verdadera educación formal para esto. Es necesario desarrollar esta habilidad por medio de la percepción totalmente. Esta es la parte del idioma en el que el hablante tiene que valerse por sí mismo y poder captar lo que sea que considere importante. Dicho en pocas palabras, adiestrar el oído para comprender un idioma es equivalente a comprender y a producir.
Bueno, muy bien, apreciado Edgar Mauricio, queremos agradecerte en nombre de Inville on Air que hayas estado con nosotros compartiendo este espacio tan importante sobre tips para fortalecer la habilidad del habla en inglés. Continuamos con nuestra emisión.
Okay, Joanna, do you know what I like the most about working at UNAD?
Well, Silvana, tell me about it.
I like to work and meet people from around the country and even out of the country.
Yeah, that's true. I have met some tutors from other regions and cities. It is very interesting to talk to them. For the holidays, I always get good recommended place to visit.
Joanna, do you remember what tutor Cesar Garcia told us the other day about Huila's important facts?
Sure. Remember, we even put Huila in the places to visit list.
Well, one of our tutors from Boyacá was giving some advice to one of his closest friends about where to take her friend from Italy. He suggested Boyacá, and I asked him to share that information with us since we and our audience are interested in getting advice about places to visit. So, let's listen to what he said.
Hi, Lisbeth. Are you in a hurry?
Yes, I have to go to the airport.
Why? Are you traveling?
No, I'm going to pick up my friend. She's coming from Italy.
Wow, that sounds great. She will surely love Boyacá.
Do you think so?
Sure. Boyacá has many interesting places to visit.
Then, where should I take her first?
Let me think. As Boyacá is the land of freedom, you should take her to Tunja first.
Tunja? Why?
It's easy, because Tunja is the department's capital and one of the oldest cities in the country. It is known by its religious, cultural and historic wealth. There are still churches, monasteries and houses from the 16th and 17th century.
Wow, that's a good idea. It sounds like Tunja is an enigmatic and magic city.
Yes, it is.
What another place close to Tunja do you recommend me?
Have you ever been to Villarreba? It is just 40 kilometers away from Tunja.
No, but I have heard that it's one of the most important tourist destinations in Colombia, known by its Spanish-style architecture.
Yes, you're right. The beauty of Villarreba lies in its typical houses with wooden balconies and its impressive main square. This could be the perfect place for a romantic date.
For a romantic date? No way. My friend is very keen on history.
I see. Villarreba is also important because its prehistory and anthropological wealth. You can find the largest fossil museum in the country.
Perfect. My friend is going to love it.
But you know what? Close to Villarreba you can find Ráquira, a colorful town known by its clay handicraft and for being the birthplace of the most important exponent of Boyacá's folklore, Jorge Velosa.
Great!
But tell me a little bit about your friend. What does she like to do?
Well, she's still studying at the university. She's studying geology.
I know the place she should visit. She should go to the western of Boyacá, which is famous for the emerald production. Therefore, Chiquinquirá is the main city there. It is the religious capital of Colombia.
All right, but something is missing. What about a warmer place?
Okay, you can go to the East Plains region. It is a very nice place with hot weather, a lot of natural resources and breathtaking landscapes.
Hold on a second. Have you ever been to Paipa? I have heard it is quite touristic too.
That's why it is called the touristic city of Boyacá. It has been famous because of the hot springs. Does your friend practice any sport?
I'm not sure. She likes swimming. Why did you ask that?
Because in Paipa there is the Xochacota Lake, where you can practice nautical sports.
Wonderful! It looks like we are going to have so much fun.
Okay, wait a second. Where is your friend staying?
She's going to stay at my home in Duitama.
Well, why don't you go to Totas Lake?
Totas Lake? Where is it?
It is 20 kilometers away from Sogamoso, close to here. It is the biggest lake of Colombia and one of the most representative places for the Chibcha Native Americans. There you can carry out all kinds of ecotouristic activities like hiking, swimming, skiing, canoeing and surfing.
Oh, that's really amazing. Boyacá has so many places to visit and a lot of things to do. But you know what? It's kind of late. I gotta go.
All right, goodbye.
Goodbye, Wilson. I really appreciate your help. Thanks a lot.
Okay, never mind.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Wow, I didn't know Boyacá had so many places to go, especially historical places. I hope the Italian friend enjoys the visit.
Sure she will. I'm sure she will like Boyacá.
I know. They will.
Debate en línea. Un programa con temas de interés que escucha la gente.
Sintonícenos todos los lunes a las 3 de la tarde por la radio UNAD Virtual. Debate en línea. Desde Colombia para el mundo.
Todos los lunes y cada 15 días, contando hasta 10, los acompaña con temas de interés de la vida cotidiana a las que expertos en psicología darán respuesta.
Escúchenos todos los lunes a las 11:30 por Radio UNAD Virtual.
Una invitación del programa de comunicación social SEAD Arbeláez Fusagasugá.
Radio UNAD Virtual te propone una alternativa para conocer nuestra transformación social.
Experiencias y perspectivas en visión cultural.
Un programa que abrirá tu mente. Todos los jueves a las 10:30 de la mañana.
Por Radio UNAD Virtual.
Do you like comedies?
I don't like them. I love them. I really like going to the cinema and laugh while watching a very funny movie.
So do I. Do you have a very, a favorite comedian?
Yeah, I like Chris Tucker. He's very funny. How about yours?
Well, listen to this recording. Let's see if you and our audience can recognize the voice of such a famous comedian.
Hi, Mr. Reed!
Whoa! Hey!
Did you do something to your hair?
It's a bit extreme, isn't it?
No, I mean, that's a thing nowadays, right?
Well, he said it would accent my facial features.
Well, that's what it does. It completely accents your facial features. We're just going to go down to my office now.
How not to recognize this voice and funny remarks. That was Jim Carrey.
Yes, I really admire him.
Why is that?
Well, I recently read an article about his life. Very inspiring.
Sounds interesting. Could you tell us about it?
Sure. His name, James Eugene or Jim Carrey, born in January 17, 1962. He's a Canadian-American actor, comedian, and producer. Carrey received U.S. citizenship in October 2004 and remains a dual citizen of both the United States and his native Canada. Famous for his robbery, body movements, and flexible facial expressions. Carrey was an incurable extrovert from day one. As a child, he performed constantly for anyone who would watch and even mail his resume to Carol Burnett. In 1967, he was only 10.
Oh.
That was sweet.
Yeah.
In junior high, he was granted a few precious minutes at the end of each school day to do stand-up routines for his classmates.
Aww,
that was sweet.
Pretty sweet.
Provided, of course, that he kept a lid on it the rest of the day. Carrie's early adolescence took a turn for the tragic, however, when the family was forced to relocate from their cozy town of Newmarket to Scarborough, a Toronto suburb. They all took security and janitorial jobs in the Titan Wheels factory. Jim working 8-hour shifts after school. Can you believe that?
They are.
Yeah. And I mean, Carrey was very hardworking. And when they finally deserted the factory, the family lived out of a Volkswagen camper until they could return to Toronto. Carrey has been married twice. His first marriage was to former actress and comedy store waitress Melissa Womer. He married her on March 28, 1987. Their daughter, Jane Erin Carrey, was born September 6, 1987.
Okay.
He was recently in a contest for singing. I don't remember the name. I think it was it was not The Voice. It was some other. But I don't know.
Maybe?
Yes. And she performed pretty well.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, really, that was nice.
Carrey first gained the recognition in 1990 after landing a recurring role in the sketch comedy In Living Color. His first leading roles in major productions came with Ace Ventura. I mean, that was the movie that gave him a lot of success in Hollywood.
It was very funny.
Yeah, I really loved it. Pet Detective, do you remember that?
Yeah, I remember.
Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah, I remember.
Very fun. The Mask.
The Mask.
Super funny.
Pretty.
And Ace Ventura, When Nature Calls. So all of these movies gave him a lot of success. So basically, he was very, hardworking. And did you know that he has a profession? He's an accountant.
No, I didn't.
Yes. And he left his job as an accountant because he wanted to perform in comedy shows.
Oh, very nice.
So let's listen to some of the... a very nice speech from Mr. Carrey to the world.
Okay, let's do it.
It's our intention. Our intention is everything. Nothing happens on this planet without it. Not one single thing has ever been accomplished without intention. So I started thinking about my life, and I started thinking about this conference and what we're about, and I looked back and I thought, well, I was two people my whole life. I was in the living room entertaining people, being a monkey, doing my thing for the company and trying to relieve my mother who was suffering. She had rheumatoid arthritis and phlebitis and everything under the sun that was nagging at her, and she was depressed. And I wanted her to be free. And I wanted her to realize that her life was worth something because she gave birth to someone who was worth something. And then I would go into my room and I would sit with a legal pad. I was a little kid. And I would sit there and I would try to figure out what it meant, what it was all about. Why are we here? What is this? And one day I read something from Buddha that said that all spirituality is about relieving suffering. And I suddenly realized, that's what I'm doing in the other room. And I'm aligned. You know, this, my purpose is aligned with this. So I felt incredibly lucky. I lose sight of that all the time. I get caught up in different concerns and ego concerns. But I'm so lucky to be a part of this community and to do something that is of value. And I really cherish that. And we are all one thing. It really is true. Can I speak to the person in the last row, in the very last seat against the wall? Is there someone back there that can say hello?
Hi.
What's your name?
Andrea.
Andrea, are you aware that, do you have the distinct palpable feeling that your intention created this evening, as well as Melissa's? Do you understand that all of this entire event is happening inside you? Well, just try to feel it for a second, because it's a trip, man. Some people go to the Super Bowl. I am the Super Bowl, man. I swear. My friends are all going, did you see that play? That was great. I'm like, yeah, but the energy coming out of me right now, man, is unbelievable. I'm just sitting there. I'm the stadium. I'm the vendors outside. I'm the crack dealer on the corner. I'm everything, man. There's no end to it, and it's so much fun. It's so much fun. So I hope you can feel that, and I hope you understand that you are one of the creators of this evening, that your intentions and your desires created this evening as well. And then I hope you are able to ask yourself, why did I get such a crappy seat? And be okay with it. I mean, you're in the last row, in the last seat. And yet you created this. And that's got to be, it's a really selfless thing to do.
Thank you for listening to us. We look forward to your comments, emails, and tweets.
Stay tuned to Invisible Nerds on Wednesdays, 11 a.m. Thank you for listening to us.
See you next time.
Bye.
Esto es RV, Radio UNAD Virtual.